Lord, show us your mercy and love. As I preached on this weekend about resting, which is kind of fun to looking through some pictures in my family, and it was fun to watch just listen different ways that our family members rest. And we all love naps, I appear. After I saw many of our pictures that you can keep on the internet or on your desktop, as well as, you know, the things of fishing or, you know, holding the babies, those great moments of resting. And then I was, you know, just reminded again how important it is, as we learn listen to the word again. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and to be resting at this sacrament, at Mass. I mean, personally, and I hope many of you as our brothers and sisters are kind of the soul of our church, that this is the place to come each day to rest, to start the day with restfulness, and to listen and learn, and, you know, many times more than what I do as I preach. I preach something in my mind and what I hope is helping you, but there are other times that the Holy Spirit can just prick your conscience of the readings. And again, so today in my mind, you know, Lord, show us your mercy and love, especially to soak that in and be nourished, because how peaceful it is to come for our daily Mass, how peaceful it is with each other, to have the readings, the prayers for the Eucharist, receiving Jesus' body and blood. And today, again, it's not a test for you, but for whatever is coming to you in the heart in this time of resting with our Lord. And again, today in my mind, again, Lord, show us your mercy and love. Two great words and powerful gifts from God to each of us that are free. It's a gift. And hopefully today, at least one way, that can support our resting and to grow with peace with our Lord Jesus Christ.